The disciples were waiting. Jesus had told them to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit, but it seemed as if they had been waiting forever. "How long will it be?" they asked each other. "When will the Spirit come?" "What if the Spirit has already come and we didn't realize it?" some of them wondered. Still they waited and waited and waited. Soon it was the day of Pentecost, the festival celebrating the spring harvest. All of the people came to Jerusalem to give thanks for new grain. Jesus' disciples were gathered in Jerusalem, waiting and praying. It had been 50 days since Jesus' horrible death and his remarkable resurrection. Suddenly there was a loud sound from heaven like a fierce wind. It filled the whole building with its sound. The disciples had never heard anything like it. They looked at each other with wide eyes. What was going on? Then it happened. The Holy Spirit came upon them. Swirling and powerful, the Spirit came like fire, moving from one person to another. Everyone was filled with power, just as Jesus promised. They all began talking in different languages as the Spirit helped them to speak. The noise was incredible. Now, there were many people staying in Jerusalem. Many visitors from faraway countries had come to the city to celebrate the festival of Pentecost. When they heard the noise, a huge crowd gathered. They were astonished because all of them heard their own language being spoken. "Aren't all these people from Galilee?" they asked. "We are from many different countries, yet all of us are hearing the message of God's grace in our own tongue." "How is this possible?" they asked each other. "What does this mean?" Jesus' followers knew what it meant. The wait was over. The Holy Spirit had come in power. Now they could go out and tell everyone the story of Jesus.